the gays had no place to go to socialize or dance because there were so many laws against that. And so they socialized in the street or, you know, and they did all kind of things that were immoral in the street. And so the Stonewall, they discovered the Stonewall, and that was the only place that they could go and be themselves without being arrested, harassed. It was great because I didn't live too far away. I lived in the village during that period, and I went there every weekend, practically. And we could dance together, socialize together, and maybe get a partner for yourself. I was going to the bar to get a drink for me and my partner. And I had just came back from obtaining the drink when four police officers came into the place, and they announced that it was a raid, and that they would be taking IDs and making arrests. Two of them were detectives, Detective Simo Pine and Detective James Smith. And everybody was quiet. They told everybody to assemble in a line. And, of course, the drag queens and transgender people were the ones who were most frightened. And that was a no-no in New York at that time. And one could be arrested for that, dressing as a woman, drag queen, or transgender. A woman had to meet New York State gender requirement. And that meant that they had to have three pieces of clothing that was common to a man or a woman. And a lot of them did. They refused to give their ID. They refused to show it. And they resisted arrest. So right away, they decided to arrest everybody in the bar, including myself. They started arresting them, putting handcuffs on them. And the female police officer was patting down the drag queens and the transgender people and found that they were in violation of New York State dress code. And they were taken out to the paddy wagon. They had a paddy wagon outside already. And they took them to the paddy wagon and loaded them up, ready to cart them away to jail. But when the crowd saw what was going on and they were bringing them out in handcuffs and what have you, that's when they got angry and start throwing pennies, bottles, beer cans, anything that they could get their hands on. Now everybody was seeking equality and equal rights and civil rights. And so the gays felt that they had rights too, which we found out that we were covered under the Constitution. The 14th Amendment gives you all constitutional rights to assemble, protest, any of them. All were constitutionally covered. But, you know, the Stonewall closed up. It went downhill. It only lasted for another 3 months before it was closed up completely and occupied by several other ventures. And it wasn't until the 1990s that they reopened again. I went to New York again in 2011. I was 70 years old and didn't even realize it, walking in the parade. I even went past the building where I used to live. That's when New York signed its gay equality law. I was at Stonewall at that time. But this year does mark the 50th anniversary, and we've come a long way. But the fight for equality still exists. Number one, in religion, homophobic prejudice still exists. Anti-transgender, they're so against transgender people. And they're being killed and murdered, you know, every day. And that's something that, you know, we have to live with. And it's happening a lot in the large cities like New York and Texas. But it's something that we have to continue to fight for the rights of everyone.